And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 12th of January, 2017. It's the birthday of the novelist Jack London, San Francisco, 1876. Went to school through the 8th grade, then went to work, manual labor, worked in a cannery. He was an oysterman. He was a crew member aboard a seal-hunting expedition to the Bering Sea. And he got along well out at sea. Jack London said, "My method was deliberate and simple. In the first place, I resolved to do my work no matter how hard or dangerous it might be, so well that no man would be called upon to do it for me." He said, "It was my pride that I was taken in as an equal, in spirit as well as in fact. From then on, everything was beautiful." Off the coast of Japan, the ship hit a typhoon. Sailors took turns at the wheel because it was so physically exhausting. London was called for his turn, ship rocking wildly, wind and rain he could barely see, waves crashing over the stern. He said, "At the end of the hour, sweating and played out, I was relieved, but I had done it. I had done my trick at the wheel and guided 100 tons of wood and iron through a few million tons of wind and waves." He came back to San Francisco and saw that there was a writing contest sponsored by the newspaper, the San Francisco Call, and he wrote about the typhoon. He wrote a piece called "Story of a Typhoon Off the Coast of Japan," and it won first prize, and that was the beginning of his career as a writer. He went off to the Klondike for the gold rush, did not find gold, but he got material for his first book, The Call of the Wild, a novel about a sled dog in the Yukon, and was an enormous success. He was only 27 years old. It's the birthday of John Winthrop, born Suffolk, England, 1588, the Puritan governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, famous for his City on the Hill sermon, in which he said that the Puritans who came to the New World had a special covenant with God to create a new holy community. He also said, though, that the rich had a holy duty to look after the poor. It's the birthday of Edmund Burke, Dublin, 1729, went into the House of Commons. He was a great orator, famous reformer, opposed the tyranny of the monarchy, supporting the cause of the American colonists, a man of great eloquence who nonetheless did not seem able to persuade others to his point of view. Here's a poem for today by Ron Kirchy, Geography of the Forehead. Everyone thinks the brain is so complicated, but let's look at the facts. The frontal lobe, for example, is located in the front, and the temporal lobe is where the clock is. What could be simpler? The hippocampal fissure is where big, dumb thoughts camp, while at the fissure of Rolando, dark-skinned men with one gold earring lie around the fire and play guitars. The superior frontal convolution is where a lot of really nice houses are set back off a twisty road, while the inferior frontal convolution is a kind of trailer park, regularly leveled by brainstorms. The area of Broca is pretty much off-limits, and if you know Broca, you know why. Geography of the Forehead by Ron Kirchy from his collection Geography of the Forehead, published by University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, celebrating 50 years of support, advocacy, and community. Learn more at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.